ஓ நம ஹரி ஓம் ஓம் நம காத்தியாய பரம ரிஷிபியோ நமோ மஹோ நமோ குரு மிதோ. சோ இட் ஹேஸ் டூ மீனிங்ஸ், ஒன் இஸ் ஏகாந்த அண்ட் த செகண்ட் இஸ் பரஸ்பர. மிதஹ இஸ் செபரேட், மிதோ இஸ் செபரேட். மிதஹ இஸ் கமிங் லேட்டர். It use it as mithas. Mithas becomes mithaha. So sajushorhu karavasanayor visarjaniyaha. It becomes mithaha. But mitho, ekanta, alone. So mantrayante mitho. So here, you don't see it quite often. You see mithaha often, not mitho, but it is there, a separate avyayam. Mantrayante mitho. So it means they are discussing with each other alone, two people. Mantrayante, more than two, three or four people, like a cabinet meeting like that. They are discussing among themselves away from public eye. That is mitho mantrayante, ekant. Or parasparam mantrayante. Mitho means parasparam. They are discussing with each other. So same example will apply in both cases, for both meanings. Then, interestingly here he says, there is a sutra in Prakriti Bhava, Oth, that is the sutra. So that sutra, 56th sutram it is, in the Sandhi. Sandhi we don't refer to quite often. Okay. Oth. Odanto nipataha pragruhyasya. That is what he says. The nipata ending in O becomes a pragruhya. So it gets a pragruhya saunjna. Pragruhya is a saunjna. So pragruhya pragruhya
pragruhya achinityam.
What is that?
ప్లుత
ప్రగృహ్యా నిత్యం. సో ప్లుత అండ్ ప్రగృహ్య అండ్ అచి ఫాలోస్ దే రిమైన్ వాట్ దే ఆర్, దే డోంట్ అండర్గో ఎనీ చేంజ్. నిత్యం ప్రకృతి భావ, నిత్యం ప్రకృత్యా స్యు, దే రిమైన్ ద సేమ్. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రగృహ్య సంజ్ఞ. అండ్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రగృహ్య సంజ్ఞ ఈజ్ ప్రకృతి భావ, ఇట్ రిమైన్స్ ఇంటాక్ట్, నో చేంజ్. So that we have to keep in mind, because it is odanta nipata. Therefore, if you have mitho atra or mitho iti, so in those cases, if the pragruhya saunjna is applied, then it remains in prakruti bhava. But to get that prakruti bhava, mitho must be a nipata, because odanto nipata. And to become a nipata, it must appear in the list of nipatas. Pragrishwaran nipata. In that list of nipatas, it must appear. In that list, chadayo satve, chadayaha asatve, apranivachaka. Only keeping a pashu there, that is said like that. Cha, cha, na tu, these are not pranivachikas. They are anyway apranivachikas only. But there is a word called pashu. Pashu, that word, that is a nipata. So you should not think that it is pranivachika. But if it is pranivachika, then it is not a nipata. It becomes ukaranta pumlinga shabda. So just keeping that word in mind, asatve is said there. So this mitho has to be put into that list. If it is akruti gana, then you can put there. So first somehow you have to manage that mitho becomes a nipata, and then
nipata ekadana.
ఓదంతో నిపాత ప్రగృహ్య సంజ్ఞ స్యాత్. దెన్ మిథస్, విచ్ ఇస్ మిథ రియల్లీ, అండ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఆబ్వియస్లీ ఎ నిపాత. then it also means the same. Anyonyam and Rahasi. Rahasi Ekante. That is one meaning. Anyonyam Parasparam. That is another meaning. So, Savarna Sahajna Sutram is there, you know. What is this?
Tulyasya Prayatnam.
Tulyasya Prayatnam Savarnam. So, Asya, and then Ucharana Talvadi Sthanam. There mithaha is used in the vrutti. The sutra mithaha is not there, but in the vrutti mithaha is there. So that becomes an example for the usage of mithaha. Mithaha means parasparam. When you say savarna, savarna a kind of similar. So you can use the word similar only when there are two things. Simply one thing you cannot say similar. There must be two. And once there are two things, like A and B, mithaha means A is savarna to B and B is savarna to A. That is the mithaha. One-to-one correspondence. Anyonyam or parastara. That is how mithaha is used. Manusmurtikara says, Kaman Mata Pita Chainam Yadutpadayato Mithaha. Full part is not there. Therefore, I could not make out what it means. Yatu Mithaha Utpadayataha Enam. So, you see, maybe something like this. This boy is there. Whatever he desires, whatever he wants, the parents bring and give it to him. Because they brought him into this world, mithaha upadayataha, they together gave birth to him, therefore now it is their responsibility to take care of him. That is how Manusmritikara first he is saying, only one half is there, you know. Kaman, kaman, that verb is not there. Yet, because, mata pita cha, enam, enam means this guy, mithaha upadayataha, therefore, come on, what? So, you got the void? So there, mithaha is there. Mithaha upadayataha, upadayati upadayataha, upadayanti, vivachanam iti. Anyonyam parasparam upadayataha. See, a question is asked. The child is there. For the child, who is Nimitta Karana and who is Upadana Karana? This is the question. Suppose you have what? Nimitta Karana is clay. Kulala. Upadana Karana is clay. Child is both. Like pot is both. This birth is a huge problem. If you say born, then you enter into a spin. That ends nowhere. The spin goes on and on and on. Gaudapada Acharya says Ajatavada. Nothing is born. Part is born. What is born? Part, the clay, this is how I give example. You take a ball of clay, wet clay, so that it is, it can be molded. So this wet clay I have taken. And I have done like this and like this and like this. And show it. And you say part. A part kahan se hai? It is born. From where? From the clay. From the clay it is born, from my hands it is born. Kya baat hai? There is no part. There is only clay. Which means nothing is born. So this is Ajatavada. But people don't want Ajatavada. They want Jatavada only. Okay, Jatavada. Everything is born. Everybody is born. So this boy is born. Born means there is a Nimitta Karana, there is Upadana Karana. Two must be there. Now you cannot say father is Upadana Karana. You have to say mother is Upadana Karana. Whether you like it or not. So mother is the Upadana Karana because she gives birth to him from her own womb for 10 months, whatever. And so she is the Upadana Karana. Father is the Nimitta Karana. Okay? So that is what you have to say. But does it fit properly? This kind of a discussion, does it fit? You can as well say father is the upadana karana and mother is the nimitta karana. How are you going to fit it? సో గౌడపాదాచార్య సేస్ నథింగ్ ఈజ్ బోర్న్, నో బడీ ఈజ్ బోర్న్, దేర్ ఫార్ యువర్ సెర్చ్ ఫర్ కాజెస్ ఈజ్ ఫ్యూటైల్. దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ హీ సేస్. బికాజ్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ సెర్చింగ్ ఫర్ కాజెస్ బికాజ్ యూ అస్యూమ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బోర్న్, నాట్ బోర్న్. నౌ యూఆర్ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ సెర్చ్ ఫర్ కాజెస్ ఎనీమోర్. ఓవర్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ యాజ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్. నథింగ్ ఈజ్ బోర్న్. బికాజ్ whether sat is born or asat is born or sadasat is born, that is one problem. Another problem, whether it is born from sat or from asat or from sadasat. So six possibilities, all the six are negated, and so there is no birth. Really speaking, there is no birth. Only our kala buddhi and karyakarana buddhi, that mode of thinking, a pattern of thinking, you look at everything from that pattern, from the kala time commands your thought, so it makes you think as time, it makes you think in that direction, always time wise. People always think time wise. Suppose a child is there, he will do Pitru Karma to me, time. I will make him an engineer, time. And so he will give birth to a grandson, another son, then I will become grandfather, time. So you are accustomed to think in terms of time. And therefore, the reality, which is timeless, remains hidden. You never come to that. కార్యకారణ భావ, కారణ ఇజ్ పూర్వవర్తి, కార్య ఇజ్ ఉత్తరవర్తి, టైమ్. సో దిస్ టైమ్ బౌండ్ థింకింగ్, యూ నెవర్ నో ది ట్రూత్ విత్ టైమ్ బౌండ్ థింకింగ్. యూ హెవ్ టు గివ్ అప్ ఆర్ ట్రాన్సెండ్ టైమ్ బౌండ్ థింకింగ్, దెన్ యూ ఆర్ టాకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ట్రూత్. ఎనీవే, సో దిస్ కారణ ఇజ్ లైక్ దట్. చేలో, దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ నాట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యాకరణం. ఏకాంత రత్నాకరం వీక్ష్య మిథస్సజాయాం రామాభిధానో హరిరిత్యువాచ. రామాభిధానో హరి, దిస్ ఈజ్ కాళిదాస రఘువంశ శ్రీహరి, హూ ఈజ్ నౌ హోల్డింగ్ ది నేమ్ రామ. దట్ మీన్స్ రామా ద ఇన్కార్నేట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీహరి. జాయాం ఇది ఉవాచ. జాయాం మీన్స్ హిజ్ వైఫ్ సీత. హీ సేస్ లైక్ దిస్, మిథహ, వెన్ లక్ష్మణ ఇస్ నాట్ దే, రహసి ఏకాంతే. సో రామా సా ది ఓషన్, రత్నాకరం వీక్ష్య, హీ సా ది ఓషన్. ప్రాబబ్లీ దే వర్ కమింగ్ బ్యాక్ ఫ్రమ్ లంకా టు అయోధ్య, దెన్ హీ సీస్ ది ఓషన్ అండ్ ఓన్లీ బిట్వీన్ హిమ్ అండ్ సీత, సో దట్ లక్ష్మణ అండ్ అదర్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ పార్టీ టు దిస్ డిస్కషన్. సో హీ సెడ్ సంథింగ్ టు హర్. వాట్ కుడ్ బి దాట్? You have to check that Raghuvamsham, whatever that is. Their mithaha is rahasi, means ekante. Rahasi, ekante, one and the same. Bhartuh prasadam pratinandya murdhna vaktum mithav prakramataiva menam kumarasambhava. So Parvati, she received the blessing of the husband, namely Shiva, by bending her head like that. Bhartuhu prasadam murdhana pratinandya, then enam vaktum prakramata, she started addressing him. She just made a beginning of saying a few things to him. How evam, in this way, to whom enam, this is Shiva. So mithaha, again rahasi. So Shiva doesn't have any Shiva's followers are not there around. Nandishwara, etc. are far away. And Parvati's, her maid was also away. And so, in that alone, when they were alone, she received his blessing with respect. And then she started saying something to him. She was saying something when nobody was around. And she brought flowers to him and put there. And he opened his eyes. That is the time he opens his eyes. he waited, he opened his eyes. Shiva, he was in meditation. He opened his eyes, saw the flowers, and then lifted the eyelids and saw her and smiled. Accepting the flowers, he smiled and blessed. Then what she did, she bent a little like this and about to say something. Then Manmatha was waiting behind the bush. He releases the arrow. That is the context, Kumara Sambhavam, I think, yeah. And when she comes near and looks into his eyes, Shiva also looks into her eyes, and she is about to say something, or maybe she said also something. He was for one moment, he was attracted by her beauty. And that is the moment chosen by Manmatha to release his arrow. And the moment Manmatha released his arrow, this is the story, Shiva knew it. Immediately he saw Manmatha there and opened the third eye. And he is turned into ashes. That is the story. There it is there. So, devatas were above. They were all waiting there. What will happen? Manmatha will succeed or not? They are sure he will succeed. Then they knew that he became angry. So they came running to seek forgiveness so that Manmatha can be saved. But before they could reach here, he was turned to ashes. That is how the story Kalidasa describes very well. Their mithaha, just the usage of the word mithaha. Then prayaha bahushaha. Prayaha means bahushaha, bahudha, many, in many ways. Then avasara means time, proper time. Bahutbar means many times. That is bahushaha only. That is the way the avyaya prayaha is used. Not only prayaha, prayashaha is also used occasionally. It means the same. Prayaha or prayashaha. Prayashaha comes by adding a pratyaya to prayaha. Ekashaha, like that, shaha is a pratyaya, tadhita pratyaya, I think. That is, prayashaha must have come from there. The original avyaya, nipata, is prayaha, avyaya. Prayo bhrutyastri istyajanti prachalita vibhavam swaminam sevamanaha. This is from Mudra Rakshasam of Vishakhadatta. So that is a drama in Sanskrit by Vishakhadatta. It is about Chanakya's story. And the name of the drama is Mudra Rakshasam. Rakshasa is the Amatya of the Nanda Maharaja. That story you must be knowing. Chanakya, Chandragupta and Chanakya. Anyway, there Chanakya is saying, generally there is a king and he is served by his confident people. They are all serving him. King or head of the institution, a big guy. They do service. But suddenly they knew that he lost all his wealth. Prachalita vibhavam. Then all the servants will move away. Most of them, not all, most of them will move away. Sevamanaha, they are serving him all these days, but tyajanti. There may be one or two people who still hold on to him. That's why he says prayaha. Mostly, they will move away. They leave him alone. Then he cannot give salary. Why they should stay there? They won't stay anymore. They will run away to some other place. Suppose the company says bankrupt. Now will you go to duty one more time? You don't go. You search elsewhere. But there may be one guy who will go to duty still. He is the very loyal guy. This is something about the politics and all that. Between Kautilya, the Chanakya and Chandragupta, their politics, something related to that. Prayo gacchati yatra bhagya rahitah tatraiva yantyapadah. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఫ్రమ్ నీతి శతకం ఆఫ్ భర్తృహరి. యు సీ దిస్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ భాగ్యరహిత, వెరీ అన్ఫార్చునేట్ గాయ్, ద పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ ఇల్ లక్, అండ్ హీ వెంట్ సమ్వేర్ సీకింగ్ సమ్ వెల్త్ ఆర్ సీకింగ్ లైవ్లీహుడ్. హీ వెంట్ సమ్వేర్, వేర్ ఎవర్ హీ గోస్ all these calamities follow him, they also come there. So it is like for a better job the person lands in New York and suddenly there is a dip in stock market and all the economy is depressed and so there are no jobs even for the people who are there. There are no jobs, where from new jobs will come? And now he wanted to stay with a friend, that friend himself lost job, therefore he cannot even stay with his friend, leave alone getting a job. So calamities follow people of ill luck wherever they go. So here generally, not always, that's why prayaha. There may be exceptions here and there, that's why prayaha.
Is that the translation Telugu? Daivopastanda pokadakam pogun kada
apadal, and they say తవ ప్రాజ్ఞ ప్రసాదాదిహ ప్రాయ ప్రాప్స్యామి జీవితం మహాభారత. సో హే ప్రాజ్ఞ, బై యువర్ గ్రేస్ తవ ప్రసాదాత్ ప్రాబబ్లీ ఐ విల్ గెట్ మై లైఫ్ బ్యాక్ హియర్, సమ్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ మహాభారత. సో దేర్ ప్రాయ ఈజ్ పాసిబ్లీ, సంభవత పాసిబ్లీ, నాట్ బహుశ. ఐ విల్ గెట్ బ్యాక్ మై లైఫ్, prayaha means what? Possibly I will get back my life. So in that sense the word prayaha is used, sambhavataha. He says there is a pullinga shabda, mrutaprayaha, mrutaprayaha shishuhu or mrutaprayaha gardabhaha. The donkey is almost dead. That is not avyayam. That is a noun. Rama, 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 Rama. Similarly, shalipraya bhumihi. So the entire land there, that land, that particular piece of land, all of it, it is filled with the crops. Shali is crops. So there is no free place. All of it is covered by crops. Then we say, శాలిప్రాయా, అకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ శబ్ద భూమి. దెన్ కటప్రాయం శరీరం, కష్టప్రాయం శరీరం, అమృతప్రాయం వచనం. ది వర్డ్ స్పోకన్ బై దట్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ నెక్టర్, మీన్స్ వెరీ స్వీట్ వర్డ్స్ హీ స్పోక్. కష్టప్రాయం శరీరం, హిజ్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డిఫికల్టీస్, means had all kinds of difficulties in life. Now his body is already broken mostly, that's why they say kashtaprayam shariram. Then prayopaveshanam, another word, prayopaveshanam, there that is also shabdam only, praya upaveshanam, that is also shabdam only. Very interesting word, he did not explain that word. Total word he explained, keeping fast till death, that is called prayopaveshanam. Then muhus means muhuhu, again and again, punah punaha ityarthah. This is Abhijnana Shakuntalam. గ్రీవాభంగాభిరామం ముహురనుపతతి స్యందనే దత్త దృష్టి. దిస్ ఇస్ ది డియర్. సో దుష్యంత మహారాజా ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ ది చారియట్ అండ్ యాజ్ ది చారియట్ ఈజ్ రన్నింగ్ ద డియర్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో రన్నింగ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎఫ్రైడ్, సో ఇట్ ఈజ్ రన్నింగ్ అండ్ వైల్ రన్నింగ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ లుకింగ్ అట్ ది చారియట్. And while looking at the chariot, it turns his neck in such a way to the sideways, griva bhanga, sideways, like that it turns. It is so beautiful. It's a turning of the neck, griva bhanga abhirama. And so, muhuhu datta drishtihi, ఇట్ ఈజ్ లుకింగ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ అండ్ ఆల్సో అనుపతతి ఇట్ ఈస్ జంపింగ్ లుకింగ్ జంపింగ్ లుకింగ్ జంపింగ్ ముహూర్ అనుపతతి స్యందనే దత్త దృష్టి దిస్ హౌ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వెర్స్ దేర్ ఆర్ త్రీ మోర్ లైన్స్ ముహుర్లక్ష్యోద్భేద ముహురధిగమాభావగహన ముహుః సంపూర్ణాంగీ ముహురతి కృషా కార్యవశత ముహుర్భ్రశ్యద్బీజా ముహురపి బహు ప్రాపిత ఫలా ఇత్యహో చిత్రాకారా నియతిరివ నీతిర్నయ విదః దిస్ ఇస్ ముద్ర రాక్షసం నయ విదః నీతిః రాజనీతి ఇట్ ఈస్ సో ది స్ట్రాటజీ అడాప్టెడ్ బై ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ఇన్ పొలిటికల్ ఎక్స్పీడియన్సీ ఇది రాజనీతిజ్ఞ ఇన్ పాలిటిక్స్ దేర్ ఆర్ లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ స్ట్రాటజీస్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ యూ హెవ్ టు అడాప్ట్ సో దిస్ రాజనీతి దిస్ పొలిటికల్ స్ట్రాటజీ ముహు లక్ష్యోద్భేద అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎయిమ్డ్ ఎట్ హిట్టింగ్ ద టార్గెట్ దట్ యూ హెవ్ టు పుట్ ఎ స్ట్రాటజీ so that again and again the opposition party person is attacked muhur lakshyod bheda then muhur adhigama bhavagahana then quite often the political strategy fails to reach its goal and when it fails it becomes even deeper so never giving up that could be the meaning muhus sampurnaangi muhurati krisha karya vashatah depending upon the job at hand karya sometimes the strategy is supported from all sides and sometimes it is without any support sampurnaangi atikrisha the strategy neetihi ముహుర్భ్రశ్యద్ బీజ అండ్ వన్ మోర్ టైమ్ యూ మేక్ ఎ పొలిటికల్ స్ట్రాటజీ అండ్ అకాంప్లిష్ సమ్ గోల్ ఇన్ డూయింగ్ దాట్ యూ లీవ్ సమ్ సీడ్స్ బిహైండ్ అండ్ దిస్ సీడ్స్ విల్ స్ప్రౌట్ అండ్ విల్ హిట్ బ్యాక్ యూ ఫ్రమ్ బిహైండ్ సో ఓ భీ హోతా హై ముహుర్భ్రశ్యద్ బీజ ముహురపి బహు ప్రాప్త ఫలా sometimes quite often again and again when the strategy becomes successful many people get benefit out of it so this is rajaniti aho chitrakara niyatiriva this rajaniti is like destiny the destiny sometimes it gives us a lot sometimes it doesn't give anything sometimes it is very deeply painful sometimes it brings us to glory all kinds of things the destiny does with people similarly rajaniti also chitrakara it has a variety of forms and shapes like that this kind chanakya must be saying this in mudra rakshasam muhur muhu again and again muhur muhu muhur vadi pibet abhuriya this is very interesting You see, if you want to avoid jet lag, etc., drink a lot of water, but a small quantity. And while drinking small quantities, abhuri, don't drink too much in one go. Drink a little. And again, soon drink a little more, drink a little more. Again and again you drink, but every time, a little quantity of water. That is what you have to do. Very well said. Very true. Muhur muhuhu. అభూరి వారి పిబేత్ నెక్స్ట్ ప్రవాహుకం ప్రవాహిక సో దీస్ ఆర్ టూ అవ్యయాస్ ఇట్ దే మీన్ సేమ్ టైమ్ నాట్ యూస్డ్ ఎనీవేర్ నాట్ యూస్డ్ సో ప్రవాహుకం గృహీయాత్ సంథింగ్ ఈజ్ సెడ్ అట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు దాట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దట్ ఈస్ So it is not used. So deva va asuran yajnyam abhijitya తే ప్రవాహుగ్రహాన్ గృహాణ ఆయన్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ది కాథక సంహిత. ది దేవతాస్ దే హ్యావ్ డిఫీటెడ్ ది రాక్షసాస్. దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎండ్లెస్ వార్ బిట్వీన్ దేవతాస్ అండ్ రాక్షసాస్. వెదర్ యూ గో టు వేద ఆర్ యూ కమ్ టు పురాణ, ఆల్ ది టైమ్ దేవతాస్ అండ్ రాక్షసాస్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఎండ్లెస్లీ దే ఫైట్ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్. దట్ ఓన్లీ షోస్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ లిటరల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ లిటరల్ దే కెనాట్ ఫైట్ ఆన్ లైక్ దట్ ఫర్ ఎవర్. So it is only the human heart which has contradictions. That is the Deva and Asura. Anyway, the Devatas, they have performed the Yajnam and defeated the Rakshasas, and at the same time, they have caught hold of those Grahas. Graha, not planets. Grahas are certain patras, certain vessels made of wood used in the Yajnam. That is, they are the Grahas. గ్రహాన్ గృహానాహ ఆయన్. ఎనీవే నో వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్డ్ మచ్, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ మెన్షన్డ్ బై పాణిని, దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇట్. ఆర్యహలం, ఆర్యహలం, దిస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో నాట్ ఎ వెరీ పాపులర్ యూసేజ్. సో విత్ ఫోర్స్, దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్. జబర్దస్తి ఫోర్స్. ఆర్యహలం గృహాతి, దట్ మీన్స్ he doesn't take any permission or any such thing. Jabardast leke jata hai. That is the meaning of aryahalam. It is not used anywhere. Abhikshnam, my God, this is used quite often. In Bhagavatam, this comes 100 times. Abhikshnam. Again and again. Muhur muhuhu. That is one meaning. That is the meaning. క్షతే ప్రహారా నిపతంత్యభీక్ష్ణం. దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ యూసేజ్. సపోజ్ యూ హ్యావ్ హర్ట్ వన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఫింగర్స్ సమ్వేర్, క్షత, దెర్ ఈజ్ అ స్మాల్ కట్ ఆన్ ఇంజురీ, అండ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ ద సేమ్ ఫింగర్ రిసీవ్స్ ఫర్దర్ హిట్స్. క్షతే ప్రహారాః అభీక్ష్ణం ప్రభవంతి. అభీక్ష్ణం మీన్స్ పునఃపునః నిపతంతి. దీస్ న్యూ హిట్స్ కమ్ అండ్ ఫాల్ అపాన్ ద ఓల్డ్ ఇంజురీ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్. దట్స్ వై ఇట్ నెవర్ హీల్స్. దట్ ఈస్ ది వాక్య. ఇట్ మీన్స్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ గాట్ వన్ కెలమిటీ, హీఈస్ విజిటెడ్ బై సమ్ మోర్ కెలమిటీస్ వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది అదర్. దట్ ఈస్ ది ఐడియా. సాకం, సాకం మీన్స్ టుగెదర్ విత్, క్వైట్ ఆఫెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్. సో ఆశ్వసాకం మయా, సిట్ టుగెదర్ విత్ మీ. ఆశ్వ మీన్స్ సిట్. మయా సాకం ఆశ్వ బయటో సౌధే ఇన్ ది ప్యాలెస్ మాధిష్ఠా నిర్జనం వనం. డోంట్ రన్ ఆర్ డోంట్ గో టు ద ఫారెస్ట్ వేర్ దేర్ ఆర్ నో పీపుల్. సిట్ విత్ మీ ఇన్ ది ప్యాలెస్ లైక్ దట్ సమ్వేర్ ఇన్ భట్టి కావ్య. సాకం గ్రావగణైర్లుఠంతి మణయ బాలార్క బింబోపమాః. మణయ లుఠంతి ఈజ్ జెమ్ స్టోన్స్. దే ఆర్ ఫౌండ్ టుగెదర్ విత్ యూస్లెస్ స్టోన్ పీసెస్. దే ఆర్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ వేస్ట్ఫుల్ పీసెస్ ఆఫ్ స్టోన్. ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ సడన్లీ యూ ఫైండ్ ఎ డైమండ్. యూ డోంట్ ఫైండ్ డైమండ్ సెపరేట్లీ సమ్వేర్. ఆల్వేజ్ టుగెదర్ విత్ యూస్లెస్ pieces of stone pieces. And you can balarka bimbopamaha, and this gemstone, you can see it is as ruddy as the rising sun, but still found together with other wasteful pieces of stone somewhere. Then sardham, same meaning, together with. నాశ్నీయాద్ భార్యయా సార్ధం నైనామీక్షేత చాశ్నతీం. మనుస్మృతి ఇఫ్ యూ రీడ్ ఫుల్లీ యూ విల్ ఫాల్ అన్కాన్షియస్. హీ సేస్ ది ఫస్ట్ హాఫ్ ఐ న్యూ బికాస్ దే యూస్ టు ఫాలో దట్ ఇన్ ఆర్థడాక్స్ ఫ్యామిలీస్. ఈ ది సెకండ్ హాఫ్ ఈవెన్ ఆర్థడాక్స్ ఫ్యామిలీస్ డిడ్ నాట్ ఫాలో దట్. He says, Bharyaya sardham na ashniyat. In modern times, a few things people do, which manusmurti kara would not approve. One is wife and husband eating together. Not leave alone same plate. They are not supposed to eat in the same plate. Generally they don't eat in the same plate. They will eat in the separate plates, but together. Dono baith ke aju baju baith ke khate hai. You should not eat like that. Okay? So she should wait for him to finish his food. And he goes away, washes his hand and he goes outside, then wo khana khana hai. Okay? Then she is eating now. So he should not come and see her eating. So, nainam ikshepa cha ashnatim. While she is eating, he should not see her. What rule it is? First rule I can understand. Because, suppose a small room they live for rent in Bombay, places like Bombay, even in Hyderabad. Suppose there are two rooms, sometimes only one room. Now he eats and he sits in the sofa or chair or whatever and she eats. So he should not see her eating means he has to close his eyes. Who will follow that? But that is the rule. Manusmurtikara. Who will follow it? Nobody follows. They eat together. Similarly, you don't call husband by name. That is another rule. Even wife is not called by name. Elderly people, they don't call by name. Husband also is not called by name. They call hello, not hello, some like that they call. Not by name. So, that Manusmritikara's vachanam is there. Atma nama, Guror nama. నామాతి కృపణస్య చ ఆయుష్ కామో నగృణీయాత్ జ్యేష్ఠాపత్య కళత్రయో. దిస్ ఇస్ మనుస్మృతి. సో ఆత్మనామ, యు డోంట్ సే యువర్ నేమ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్. దట్స్ వై దే సే, సపోజ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్, దే సే పీపుల్ కాల్ దిస్ పర్సన్ బై సో అండ్ సో నేమ్, లైక్ దట్ దే సే. దే వోంట్ సే మై నేమ్ ఈజ్, దే వోంట్ సే లైక్. And then Gurur Nama, our Guru, Gurudeva, like that you have to say, don't Mr. So-and-so, you don't call like that Guru. Like some of the students in this country, they come to the class with a Coke bottle and sit like this. Uttanapada. So these Uttanapadas should not be taught. You sit properly or I will get out. You lose the class. Should be like that. So this coke drinking while class is going on, this is a very bad thing. No respect for the teaching, no respect for the knowledge. So that is not allowed. Guru nama, namati krupanasya cha. Very miserly person who never gives anything to anybody, you don't take his name because you feel bad to utter his name. Then ayushka mahana grunhiyat, one who wants to live a long life, he should not utter the name of Jyeshthapatya Kalatrayoho, the elder son, the first child, son or daughter, doesn't matter, first child. That's why they call dear son or abai, amai, like that they call, they don't call by the name. And Kalatra is the wife and also husband. Kalatra means spouse. So maybe wife or maybe husband. So you don't call wife by name. In modern times, all of them call wife by name. And in India they don't do that, but in America, the wife calls husband by name too. And also in singular. Maybe that is the right way, I don't know. But in India they don't imagine. They do in India also nowadays. మనుస్మృతికారులు అలా చెప్పారు. ఇది మోర్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సోషల్ కస్టమ్, బట్ హీ మ్యాండేటెడ్ ఇట్ నా గృహీయాత్. హీ సేస్ విధి. సో గృహీయాత్ విధి ఆర్ ఆశీర్వచనం, ఆశీర్లింగ్ గృహీయాత్, ఐ థింక్ ఆశీర్లింగ్, ఇట్ లుక్స్ లైక్ ఆశీర్వచనం, ఐ మేబీ విధి లింగ్ ఓన్లీ. సో షుడ్ నాట్.
The artist community catches their ear when they say Guru's name. If they will tell about their Guru's name, they will hold the ear and then
sell. A lot of reverence and all that.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to, but I'm...
But I am doing, so I may be forgiven. Then namas. Namas is avyayam. Namaha. But it can be shabdam also. Namamsi, they say. Bhuyamsi, namamsi, they say. Many prostrations. Then namamsi is shabdam, prathama bahuvachanam. Like namaha namasi, namamsi. So shabdam is there. Avyayam is also there. Namaskar. నమస్తత్కర్మభ్యో విధిరపి నయేభ్యః ప్రభవతి. మై నమస్కార్ టు దోజ్ యాక్షన్స్, దోజ్ కర్మాస్ విచ్ ఈవెన్ ది క్రియేటర్ కెనాట్ పర్ఫార్మ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్. ఏన ధీతాగిరః పుంసాం విమలై శబ్దవా, ఏన ధౌతాగిరః పుంసాం విమలశబ్దవారిభిః తమశ్చాజ్ఞానజం భిన్నం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః. వెరీ నైస్. సో పుంసాం గిరః ధౌతాః, పాణిని హ్యాజ్ క్లీన్డ్ అప్ ఆర్ హీ హ్యాజ్ క్లెన్స్డ్ ది స్పీచ్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ బై వాటర్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది వాటర్? హిజ్ సూత్రాస్ ఆర్ ది వాటర్ శబ్దవారిభి, అండ్ దేర్ బై హీ హ్యాజ్ రిమూవ్డ్ దేర్ అజ్ఞాన. The darkness of ignorance is removed by Panini. So, tasmai paninaye namaha. My namaskar to that Panini. So, that namaha is the avyayam. Then, this avyaya, wherever it is there, you have to use chaturthi. That's why namashivaya paninaye namaha. The sutram is there. Karnikaraka prakaranam, it comes. నమస్వస్తి స్వాహా స్వధాలం వషడ్యోగాచ్చ, లైక్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ అ సూత్ర. నమః స్వస్తి స్వాహా స్వధాలం వషట్, యెస్టర్డే ఆల్సో వి హవ్ సీన్. సో వెన్ దోస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, ది అసోసియేటెడ్ వర్డ్ మస్ట్ బి చతుర్థీ. నమః కెన్ బి నౌన్ ఆల్సో, యాజ్ ఐ ఆల్రెడీ మెన్షన్డ్. ఓకే, హిరుక్. Hiruk is also used quite often. May not be very often, but it is used. So, prathag vina antarena rute hirunana cha vajjane. So, without. Hiruk means without. So, Rama was without Sita. In Kishkindha, he was without Sita. Sita was not with him. Or, he came without bringing his son. So, like that, without bina. In Hindi, they say bina. In Sanskrit, they say vina. Bina. So, hiruk karmana mokshasyat. You see this guy? He says, without karma, there is no moksha. True, you have to do karma in the form of karma yoga and get purity of the mind, then only moksha will come. Fair enough, no problem. Then hiruk also means close. Parvatasya hirung nadi. The river is flowing by the side of the mountain. Hiruk also means disappearing. Ya im dadarsya hirugunnu tasmat. Okay. Im yaha dadarsya tasmat. Innu it hiruk nu. That is the mantra. Okay? Yaha husoyavar. Eem dadarsha. Sadi eem. Eem is Lakshmi. Eem is Lakshmi. Tam padminimim sharanam aham prapadye. Tam padminim eem aham sharanam prapadye. Padmini means one who abides in the Padma, lotus. Eem, Lakshmidevi. So, yaha eem dadarsha. So, some such meaning will be there. Veda mantra it is. Whosoever has seen Lakshmidevi, tasmat it hiruk. From him, it, whatever it, hiruk, will vanish. What is it? It is Alakshmi. Etitit. Jo chala jata hai. means he cannot hold it. That means that is a bad luck. That just disappears. That could be the meaning of that mantra, whatever it is. Siruk, generally it is used in Veda mantras. Then comes a dhik. Dhik means ninda. Dhikkara, ninda. Dhiktancha tancha madanancha imancha mancha. You see, this is the context, is an interesting context. This person, he is with his wife, and then he had some relation with another woman, and that has put him into a lot of trouble. That is the context of Niti Shastra. Probably from the sentence it looked like that to me. So he is put into lots and lots of trouble, either he is arrested and put in jail, kuch bhi ho. So then he says, dhik, to hell with her, to hell with this lady also, imam. Imam is his wife who is putting trouble to him. To hell with this lady, to hell that manmatha who put me in all this trouble.
If I remember, it is something like, you know, that he likes his wife and his wife likes somebody else.
Oh.
And then
that is the like that. Maybe it is something like that. And the mom of it, to hell with me also. Yeah, maybe it is. That is how it is.
It is also at the beginning, right? The beginning. It's the beginning.
Second verse.
Which one?
No, this is Niti Shatakam.
Niti Shatakam.
Two.
So that's very beginning.
Quite likely.
You are right. So, Tam Dhik, whenever Dhik comes, Dvitiya Vibhakti should be used. Tam Dhik, Tam Madanam Dhik, Imam Dhik, Maam Dhik. So, okay. Tamam Sitam Lakshmanam Jivikarthe విక్రీణీతే యో నరస్తంచ ధిక్ ధిక్ అస్మిన్ పద్యే యోపశబ్దం నవేత్తి యత్ ప్రజ్ఞం పండితం తంచ ధిక్ ధిక్. అగైన్ ద్వితీయ విభక్తి కమ్స్. దిస్ ఇస్ ది వెర్స్. రామం సీతాం లక్ష్మణం జీవికార్థే విక్రీణీతే యో నరః తం ధిక్ ధిక్. ద పర్సన్ హూ సెల్స్ అవే రామ లక్ష్మణ అండ్ సీత ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ food, means those idols. You sold the idols only, you sell Rama Lakshmana Sita. What else you will sell? Rama Lakshmana Sita, Rama Lakshmana, idols, he sells them. For what? For food, for some money. To hell with that person. Dhik him. And in that vakya there is an apashabda.
that pandita.
And who doesn't know that apashabda, dhik about him also. What is apashabda? See, Panini's sutra is there. Jivikarthe cha apanye. Like that there is a prachaya, kaprachaya. When you use something for the making livelihood, then you should get a ka as a prachaya. Now Rama, the idol, is used for livelihood, so ka should come. Ramakam, Sitakam, Sitikam, Avikam Si. When Kaprachaya comes, Avikam Si. That is Sitikam, Sthrilinga Shabda. Sita is a Sthrilinga, therefore Sitam instead of that, Sitikam, Avikam Si. Lakshmanakam, you have to say that way. Instead of that, simply said Ramam, Lakshmanam, Sitam. That too, Jivikarthe is there. So, especially in the context of Jivika, you have to use Kaprachaya. And so this person doesn't know that Kaprachaya. So Tadhitas, he doesn't know. What kind of a scholar he is? Dhik. Ninda. That is the shloka. Whenever there is a dhik, you should have Dvitiya Vibhakti. Ubha sarvatasoho, like that there is a vartika, entire vartika he did not give. Because of that vartika, you get dvitiya vibhakti. Then atha, there are quite a few meanings for it. Atha is arambharthe atha, to beginning, it means beginning. Atha shabdanushasanam, atha yoganushasanam. Shabdanushasanam means the teaching of shabdas. This is Vyakarana, Ashtadhyayi. So, atha begins. Shabdanushasanam arabhyate ityartha. Yoganushasanam arabhyate ityartha. Whereas, in athato brahmajijnyasa, it is not arambhartha. It is anantaryartha, anantara, anantaram. Arambha means it is the beginning. You can come and sit. Suppose you say anantara, after that, then that must be fulfilled, then only anantaryartha. Right? Therefore, there must be something prior, because of which you become eligible for this. That is the meaning of anantarya. Atha bhaktim vyakhyasyamaha. That is Narada Bhakti Sutra. This atha, is it anantarya or arambha? If it is anantarya, then what are the qualifications required for bhakti? That question will come. But our stand is, for bhakti you don't need any qualification. For karma you need all kinds of qualifications. Athato dharma jijnyasa, atha vedadhyayananantaram. That is the meaning of atha. Anantaram. Of what? Vedadhyayana. Athato brahma jijnyasa, atha anantaram. Of what? Sadhana chatushtaya sampatyanantaram. Qualifications. Atha bhaktim vyakhyasyamaha. Bhakti. What? After what? No after. Beginning. To begin. Qualification, no qualification. Like that they say. For bhakti you do sharanagati, what qualification is required? For karma you need qualification. You should have got married and your wife should support you. Then only you can do karma. For Vedanta also qualifications are required. Nowadays they have dispensed with all those qualifications. That is a different thing there. They say we don't want Viveka, we don't want Vairagya, we come for a retreat, you teach Vedanta, we will go back to our samsara. Samsara ke liye Vedanta ka adhyayan karte hai. There were no qualifications are required. They get annoyed if you talk of qualifications, they get annoyed. This is a very peculiar situation. Only in bhakti, no qualifications are required. So atha has both meanings. According to the context, I gave you examples where atha is beginning and atha is anantara. He gives examples. अथ प्रजानामधि प्रभाते जाया प्रतिग्राहित गंधमाल्याम मनाय पीत प्रतिबद्ध वत्साम यशोधनो धेनुमृषेर्मुमोच. इट इज द फर्स्ट वर्स ऑफ द सेकंड अध्याय ऑफ कालिदास रघुवंश. अथ अनंतरम दिलीपा केम टू वशिष्ठास प्लेस. Vasishtha told him, from tomorrow morning onwards, you serve this cow. Your desire will be fulfilled. So Dilipa took rest for that night. Atha prabhate, next day, early morning. Atha prabhate, prajanam adhipaha, a king, Dilipa, jaya, vanaya dhenuhu, dhenum mumocha. Rusheha dhenum vanaya mumocha. He has released the cow of the Rishi, Vasishtha Maharshi, for the forest, to graze in the forest. But before that, Jaya Pratigrahita Gandhamalyam, Jaya, his wife, Dilipa's wife, Sudakshina, that is her name. So what she did, she has applied some sandal paste to the face of the cow, and put a flower, a garland of flowers. She put it. Cow doesn't accept it like that. You have to put it. You have to pratigrahita. You have to make it to receive it. It won't receive. It is not interested in these things. If it is a human being, it will vote like that. So, pratigrahita gandhava. That is a niche, nijanta. Vanaya peta pratibaddha vatsam. The calf it has consumed its share of the milk, pita, and pratibaddha. Now it is tied up. So the calf will remain at home. So the mumocha, their atha is atha. Very nice usage, atha. Nisha nayanantaram ityarthaha. After spending the night. Atha also means vikalpa, alternative, this or that. Very useful, very nice. Shabdo nityaha atha anityaha. A question is raised. Shabda is there. Is it nitya or anitya? Atha, ah. Nityaha atha anityaha. Is it nitya or anitya? So there are mimamsakas, Jaimini. He says, Shabdo nityaha, that is his Shabdanichatvavadi. Whereas Vedantins, Tartikas, they don't accept it. They say Shabdaha Anityam. Therefore, Shabdaha Nityaha Atha Anityaha. That is the question raised. There Shabd Atha is used in the context of alternative or Athasa Tatra Bhavati Kimakhyasya Rajarshe Patni. Question also. Question. Atha is used as a question. You see, Shakuntala went, this is from Shakuntala, yeah. Shakuntala went, took Dushyanta's court. She thought Dushyanta will receive her with love and open-handed embrace her. That is what she thought. So she entered. Dushyanta Maharaja was sitting in the Simhasana. His followers, some servants, etc., were around. He looked at her, said, obviously you are coming from a Maharshi's place. Please come, welcome, he says. Because there are two Shishyas, Kanva Shishyas, two of them, their names are there, I don't remember. Then two of the maids, Anasuya and Priyamvada, they are the names. Maids of Shakuntala and Shakuntala. Who is a pregnant woman? Heavily pregnant. These are the five people. They come. Somebody tells Maharaja, from the Kanvas forest hermitage, some people have come. Who is it? Maharshi's people? Please bring them in immediately. Don't make them wait, the king says. So they come in and he looks at them. He is supposed to get up and go and receive Shakuntala with love. He doesn't do anything. And he says, please welcome. My court is always open for people of the Maharshi. My pranams to Kanva Maharshi. How is he doing? Like that he asks. Then one of the Shishyas, yeah, Kanva is doing well. He gives his blessings to you. I am blessed, he says. Then, so she, Maharaja, you must be knowing, she is obviously Kanva's daughter. He says, I know her. I don't think so. She is pregnant, you know. Whose wife she is? He asks. That is the question. Atha sa tatra bhavati, the respected that lady, kimakhyasya rajarshehe patni. She is the wife of Uchi Rajarshi, Uchi Maharaja. So, because this man says something, she is married to king. Which king he is asking? He is the king. He is asked. Atha is a question. On hearing this, Shakuntala, she loses consciousness. And she falls. Then immediately, Anasuya and Priyamvada, they hold her and make her sit in a sofa. Then king says, come on, help her. Like that he sends some servants with water to sprinkle on her face. So like that. Then some discussion. This is a very interesting scene. It is there in Mahabharata and it is there in Kalidasa. Worth looking into.
In Mahabharata, that episode of that ring
Durvasa
falling,
is not
it was
there.
Not there. It is Kalidasa's creation,
yeah.
To make
yeah.
it more romantic.
Well, not romantic. The hero cannot be a villain. If Dushyanta knowingly said all this, he is telling lies. He is a villain. How can be hero of a drama? Therefore, he created a story, Shapam and all that. అదే మహాభారత ఈజ్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ప్రొజెక్టింగ్ దుష్యంత యాజ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ గాయ్. దుష్యంత ఇజ్ ఎ విలన్ అండ్ విలన్ ఇజ్ ఎ విలన్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వ్యాస మహర్షి రోట్ ఇన్ హిజ్ యూజువల్ వే
ఇజ్
ఎ విలన్.
ఓకే,
బట్ హీ నోస్ హిస్ మిస్టేక్.
అండ్ ఇజ్ ఇట్ ఎ నాట్యశాస్త్ర రూల్ నాట్ టు హ్యావ్ విలన్?
దట్ ఈస్ ది రూల్.
ఇట్స్ ఎ రూల్.
హీరో కెనాట్ డూ మిస్టేక్. Even in modern cinemas, hero cannot fight. Suppose. Villain is always very sturdy and very strong. Hero is a patala. He is fit for dance only, nothing else. He has to dance with that young lady, he can do that. All steps, etc., he can do it well. He is fit for that. Even a small servant gives a hit, he will fall. But there is a fight between the hero and villain. The first two shots by the villain, villain gives two powerful shots and he falls. Suppose he won't get up. Then you don't have a movie. So he shakes his head, some blood comes out of his mouth, he touches, sees, and then he gets up. From then on, he will beat the villain black and blue. That is the story. You create all that. That is what Kalidasa also did. Only thing is, he did it in a sophisticated way. He cannot allow Dushyanta to tell lies openly. Like
it will be hurting the rasa.
Rasa bhanga ho jaye. Nachen muni kumaroyam athakosya vyapadeshah. See, this is again from Shakuntala. So he goes to the forest where Shakuntala and her son are there. She gave birth to Bharata. This Bharata is playing with a lion. He is just playing with a lion. Then Dushyanta sees her, sees the boy. He doesn't see Shakuntala, he sees the boy. Oh, he thought he is the son of a Maharshi because it is a Muni Ashrama. The Muni Kumara is playing with a lion. So then somebody says, no, he is not the son of a rishi. Oh, he is not the son of a rishi? Then what is his name? Like that he is asking. There also Atha is a question. Nachen Muni Kumaroyam Atha Kosya Vyapadesha, not name. What is his family? Whose son he is? అథ కేన ప్రయుక్తోయం పాపం చరతి పురుష. దిస్ ఇస్ గీత తృతీయ అధ్యాయ. దేర్ ఆల్సో అథ ఇస్ ఎ క్వశ్చన్ మార్క్. దెన్ అథ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ సముచ్చయ, మీన్స్ అండ్. ఏ అండ్ బి సముచ్చయ, దట్ ఈస్ సముచ్చయ. ఏ అండ్ బి ఇన్ దట్ సెన్స్ గణితమథ కళాం వైశికీం ఉచ్చకటికం. See, there, in Murchakatika, Charudatta is the hero. One of the most beautiful dramas, Murchakatika. Charudatta is the hero. Vasanta Sena is the heroine. Vasanta Sena, she is a Veshya. Veshya means concubine. Her mother is a Veshya, and so she is a Veshya. But she is not willing to go into the Veshyavritti. She is not ready for that. She wants to give up and get married. She loves Charudatta. Charudatta loves her. This is the story. Then there is the villain. His name is Shakaraha. Like Akara, Ukara, Ikara, like Shakara. That is his name. This Shakara is the brother-in-law of the king. King's brother-in-law means he is a villain, I tell you. Because his power comes from his sister. Through sister he got the power. The king doesn't have power as much as this guy has. So that is the brother-in-law. He is the villain. He says, you are a Vaishya. I'll purchase. I'll throw money. You come. Dance before me. She says, I agree to your point, but I am not into that vritti. My mother was like that. I have not yet started this dancing and this Vesya job. I want to get married. In fact, I have loved a person. And I want to marry him. Who is that? Charudatta. This Shakara is the villain. He hates Charudatta already for some other reason. Now the hatred is even more. Very beautiful drama. So there, it is about something like that. Ganitam and Vaishikim Kalam. So these Vaishyas, they have two arts in them. One is Ganitam. They know mathematics. And also they know the dance. In those days, dance is the main thing. The Vaishya performs dance. They were not... in those days, the Brahmanas, etc., Kshatriyas, they don't do dance. Dance is only Vaishya. Like that it used to be. Later, and that's why Vaishya Vatika alone has Bharatanatyam and all that. That was the time. Even 50 years back, it was like that. But in the last 50 years only, or maybe less than that, dance became popular. Mostly in Tamil Nadu. I don't know about Kerala and Karnataka. In Andhra, it is not there. In Andhra, you don't find any dance. They go music, if at all. Even music, they don't care. These young girls, they go for mathematics, physics, etc. they don't go for musical dance. They study well and compete with the boys. They do well. They study Sanskrit. Many students of Sanskrit, they come to me. All these young girls, they study so much Sanskrit. No music, no dance. Music is okay. They could go to music. But rarely somebody goes to music, but nobody to dance. And the elders, they don't approve also dance. Don't approve. So what dance? Only music. Music also harmony or some veena or violin. Ki 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 toda karo or ho gaya. No dance. Anyway, I don't know why I said all those things. So, but here is this Vaishya who has the art of dance in her, that is the Vaishiki Kala, and also Ganitam. Both, that is the Atha there. Vrichikatika will explain it further. Matrushvasa, Matulani, Shvashru, Ratha Pitrushvasa, Sampujya Guru Patnivat, Samasta Guru Bharyaya. This is Manusmurtikara. Matrushvasa, mother's sister. Matulani, the uncle's wife. Matulani. Matula is uncle. Mother's brother. Matula is mother's brother. Uncle, maternal uncle. His wife is Matulani. Shvashruhu is the mother-in-law. Atha and Pitrushvasa, the father's sister. These four elderly women, all of them are elder to this young guy. He has to treat them like Guru Bharya, Guru's wife. Guru's wife is mother, and these four also like mother, like Manusmurtikara. Okay, we'll continue later. We'll stop here. Hari Om Shri Krishna.
What is this text? Yeah.